If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. I've been searching high and low for cocoa products that deliver meaningful amounts of healthful flavanols with great flavor and minimal sugar. So I'm thrilled to have found Flava Naturals. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. But you need to eat 5 or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies. Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Happy New Year! Happy New Year to all of the Intelligent Medicine listeners. Thank you for listening to our podcasts. I want to wish everyone a happy new year. I invite you to email me with questions, topics of interest, to questions@drhoffman.net. That's questions@drhoffman.net. And for those of you who don't already subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you may do so by visiting drhoffman.com and click on subscribe. It'll be in the upper right-hand corner. We don't use your email for any other purpose. We won't spam you. It's a free newsletter. It comes out weekly, and you may unsubscribe at any time. I want to talk to you in this new year about your terrain. I wrote an article about this, and it's important because we're seeing more and more problems related to toxic exposures, whether it's neurobehavioral problems in children, or whether it's things like ADD, ADHD, whether it's other neurological problems in children, adults, whether it's fatigue, ongoing fatigue, things like fibromyalgia, whether it's nutritional deficiencies. These all have to do with our toxic exposures. And I believe that this year, 2023, during our Great Awakening, that 2023 will be a time to think differently about health, to think differently about disease and even contagion, right? The health of our terrain, the health of your terrain is a determinant of your vulnerability to illness, whether it's a cold, whether it's a flu, whether it's COVID, whether it's an autoimmune condition, whether it's cancer, how we eat, how we live, how we move our bodies, our outlook on life, and our toxic exposures, internal and external, they all play a part. Now, first, thinking about the foods that we consume, right? Are they processed? Are they full of sugar? Are they full of additives, preservatives, emulsifiers? Are they genetically modified? Are they GMOs? How about pesticides, herbicides, hormones, antibiotics? We should not be ingesting this in our food. These exposures have real consequences on our health and our microbiome, which determines our health, as we're finding out, because everything impacts our microbiota. Our microbiome, we're talking about our immune system, because 70% of our immune system is in the GI tract. That's where the microbiota live. It's also where the Peyer's patches are. That's the gut-associated lymphoid tissue. This is our immune system. So anything that we're exposing ourselves to, we are also exposing our microbiome to. And that microbiome changes, whether it's for the better or for the worse, depending on how we live, what we eat, what our toxic exposures are. The other thing we have to think about are the toxic exposures in the immediate environment. I'm talking about the products that you use, whether they're cleaning products, whether they're personal grooming products. Are there any gender benders in there? You know, endocrine disruptors like parabens and phthalates. Maybe they're in your moisturizer, your body wash, your makeup. Maybe they're in your shaving cream, gentlemen. How about the triclosan in your antibacterial soaps, in your antibacterial hand washes? Did you know that using these antibacterial soaps and hand washes cause more antibiotic resistance? And they're known carcinogens. Triclosan is a known carcinogen. We shouldn't be using this stuff. And of course, it's likely that your use or overuse of disinfectants, hand sanitizers, has increased exponentially over these past couple of years. People on the subway sitting next to me, they are chronically putting on their hand sanitizer. It's attached to their purses and backpacks, even on their belt loops of their trousers. They've got their hand sanitizer, which they are chronically using. This is messing with the microbiome of your skin. You have a healthy microbiome of your skin. So the beneficial bacteria, the beneficial microbiota in our skin, all this antibacterial soap, all these disinfectants, all this Lysol is wreaking havoc with it. And it's causing antibiotic resistance. If you're using antibacterial products, you should not be using it. And by the way, the greatest source of aluminum toxicity, besides what may be in the air, in the atmosphere, it's not coming from your cookware, your aluminum pots and pans. It is also coming from your antiperspirant. You know, the stuff that you use on your armpits, not the deodorant per se, but the antiperspirant. That's what the aluminum is there for. There may also be aluminum, by the way, in any kind of antacids that you may be taking over the counter. That will wreak havoc with your kidneys eventually, if you're a frequent user of them. Other sources of aluminum may be other skin products like makeup, maybe your foundation. Ladies, look for that. Are you using lipstick on a regular basis? Lipstick, many common lipsticks are definitive sources of lead, right? So be careful of that. If you're a regular user of lipstick, and by the way, if you wear lipstick every day, you are likely ingesting about 2 pounds of it every year. 2 pounds of it you are consuming every year. Just from licking your lips or any residue that gets on the food that you're eating, passing your lips, your lipstick, that you are inadvertently ingesting. It's a definitive source of lead. What about the BPA, the bisphenol A, in your plastic containers? It's ubiquitous in the environment. And those microwave-safe containers, which are BPA-free, they've been replaced with another type of bisphenol, F or S, which is not much better. And by the way, are you addicted to your smartphone? Yeah, that's another kind of toxic exposure. It's non-native EMF, electromagnetic fields. This is a real thing. And what about Social media. Are you addicted to social media? This is being implicated in anxiety and depression, especially among our younger people. So everyone is scared of germs. Everyone is scared of viruses. But no one is talking about the elephant in the room, our toxic exposures, our food choices, consuming adulterated water, air pollution, non-native EMF exposure, chronic stress. This is toxic. Overuse of pharmaceuticals, definitely toxic. Lack of adequate sleep, a lack of healthy exercise, and toxic emotions. Perpetual fear is toxic. So is unhealed trauma. Poor sleep and poor gut health as a result of all these toxic exposures, they contribute to low resistance, low immunity, and a lack of resilience. So fear is not the answer. It never was, it never will be, because that perpetual fear is indeed toxic. Fear is not the answer. Well, here's the good news. The good news is you get to choose how you live. How you live is completely up to you. So in this brave new year, please focus on your terrain. Take an inventory. Go around your house. The cleaning products, your soaps, your shampoos, any personal grooming products that you use, your household cleaners, your toothpaste. All of that. Any hair products that you use. What about your laundry detergent? I know fabric softener is very toxic. I don't use any. You want to use laundry detergents that are free of perfumes and dyes. Look at your food. Check the inventory. Read the labels. If there's anything on a food ingredient label that you don't know what it is or you don't understand, don't eat it. You shouldn't be consuming that. Shop around the perimeter of the grocery store. That's the way. You want fresh and frozen produce. Frozen produce is just fine. It's typically flash frozen, contains more of its nutrient quality, much more than the many of our fresh produce products, which have traveled long distances, which have been harvested many, many weeks, even months ago, that are now being brought to you over long distances. Not to mention with a heavy duty use of fuel and trucking, and add to that inflation and everything is more expensive. You want to shop local and organic as often as you can. We need to take an inventory of our emotions too. When do we become angry? When do we become enraged? When are we fearful? When are we melancholy? What can we do about any of this? It is completely up to you how you choose to respond or react, whether it's to a situation, to a person, or the news media. Take an inventory of the relationships in your life. Which are nourishing to you? Which are nourishing to your health? Which are not? Which are toxic? What can you do about those? Can that be changed? What about your work environment? Are you in a toxic work environment? I'm not talking about their household cleaners or any of those things necessarily, or sick building syndrome, but I'm talking about your workplace culture. What's happening there? Are there toxic people around you? What are you in control of? What can you change? Inventory all of these things. Choose that you're going to start to live differently, because it has to now, from now on, be a focus on the terrain. Antoine Beauchamp was right. He was correct. It is all about the host. The host is you. The host is the terrain. Whether that pathogen is welcome there or not. How come some people get lots of dental cavities and other people don't? The ones that don't have a microbiome in their mouth which makes it inhospitable to Streptococcus mutans. That is the particular bacteria that causes dental caries, that cause cavities. What can you do to replenish your microbiome, to give your microbiome more diversity? What can you do to inoculate your microbiome with more of the beneficial stuff so that your terrain becomes so strong that it is inhospitable to so much bacteria and so many germs that everybody is talking about? And so much of virus that everybody is talking about. What can you do? What is in your control? What can you change about all of this? Because you know what? A lot of this you can change for yourself. You truly can. Don't spend the money on those toxic ingredients supporting that particular product, supporting that particular food. What you spend your money on is a vote for that toxic product or not. Do not consume the products that are bad for the environment, that are bad for your health. Do not engage with people that you know are toxic to you, that fill you with toxic emotions, that they themselves are full of toxic emotions. You know, some of these are energy vampires that I'm talking about, the narcissists, or the people who are chronically fearful or enraged or otherwise walking under a black cloud of their own making. You do not have to engage. You do not have to be in the company of that person if you choose not to be. Within reason, of course. We have to be reasonable. And we have to choose carefully who we spend time with. We really do. And get to discover yourself. Are you in perpetual fear? Are you perpetually in a fit of road rage if somebody cuts you off on the highway? Don't be. Let that person do them. And you do you. Let them cut you off. Why do you care? Why do you care? Because we know fits of anger increase your susceptibility of having a heart attack by as much as 280%. Did you know that? Just that fit of rage. These are toxic emotions. I'm talking about all of your toxic exposures today. Nutrition too. But all of this. I look forward to seeing, I go to a conference most years in February at the New York Hilton called the Integrative Healthcare Symposium. And I look very forward to, I believe one of the speakers is Dr. Joseph Pizzorno. He talks a lot about toxic exposures, environmental toxins, and how environmental medicine needs to be more mainstream. Because there are more exposures than ever. Dr. Thomas Cowan, who I've read a book that he wrote with along with Sally Fallon Morrell of the Western A. Price organization, The Truth About Contagion, The Truth About Contagion, by Dr. Thomas Cowan. And Sally Fallon Morrell. You know, he gives a wonderful example about, you know, there's a lake nearby your house, or a body of water nearby your house. I don't think it's a lake, but a body of water. And suddenly all the dolphins have died. Are you going to go there and check on the genetics of those dolphins to see what made them susceptible of death? Or are you going to go find out what toxin was released into the water body? Who dumped stuff there? Who dumped poison into that body of water that killed all the dolphins? This is the elephant in the room that I'm discussing today. This is what everyone is not talking about. The place where contagion or pandemic does happen. Those places are particularly polluted. Why is this not a question of what role those toxic exposures played into that pandemic? Whether it's airborne pollutants, whether it's EMF, all of these need to be asked and discussed, not squelched, not undermined. These are the conversations we need to be having and engaging in during our Great Awakening. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.